Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners, because as you know, this is the day of Tasu'a, the 9th of Muharram. It is a very sad and very solemn day in the Islamic calendar, the eve of the Day of Ashura, the day when Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions and many of his kin and family were brutally murdered on the plains of Karbala. And it is a day which renders the heart to pieces, the hearts of all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as well as the freedom-loving and freedom-seeking individuals of this world. And for this reason, we would like to once again offer our condolences to all of you. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is this. As you know, Imam Hussein was preceded by his brother, Imam Hassan, who was the Imam prior to him. And we see that apparently there was a difference in the conduct between these two Imams. One of the Imams, he made peace with his political opponent, Muawiyah, whereas Imam Hussein, he did not, and his actions of both parties led to ultimately to the Battle of Karbala and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So the question I want to ask is this: what was fundamentally the reason in this difference in the conduct of these two individuals? Why did this occur? So the most important answer and the most significant answer that we can give to this question is this, is that in general terms, the conditions, the political conditions of the two imams, alayhim as-salam, was distinct and different. To be more specific, their opponents were different. The opponent of Imam Hassan, alayhi as-salam, Muawiyah, he was different and distinct in his conduct from Yazid, the opponent of Imam Hussein. How so? The main reason was this, that Muawiyah, as history tells us, he tried his utmost to at least apparently show people that he was preserving the very basic Islamic, virtues and laws. He apparently, even though behind the scenes he might have, been doing every kind of transgression and committing every kind of sin imaginable, but at least he never openly and apparently showed that he was doing this, and he tried to put on the facade of, goodness to him. However, this was not the same with Yazid. He openly committed transgressions, very basic transgressions, which are contrary to some of the very basic laws and virtues of Islam. He openly drank wine and intoxicants, and he openly and very adamantly committed homicide and killed, and very openly denied revelation. Right? There's a very famous poem which has been ascribed to him, in which he very openly and categorically denies the possibility of wahi or revelation and the prophethood of the prophet, right? So these kind of open transgressions, led the imam to very similar reaction, in the sense that the imam openly opposed him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reasons for the uprising of Imam Hussein in contrast to his brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.